20% more than brushing alone.
Whoa, and I have a serious sweet tooth.
It also helps strengthen teeth.
I'm in. From now on, I'm a brusher and a rinser. I guess I'm like a brinser.
Ooh, good one. Don't be oral careless. Use ACT Anti-Cavity Mouthwash every day.
I'll be rinsing tonight.
They say, want a new wireless plan? Gotta buy a new phone. At Simple Mobile, we say, just bring your own phone. Then pop in a Simple Mobile SIM card and boom. You've got 30-day unlimited plans starting at just $25 with nationwide coverage on a lightning-fast 4G LTE network, all with no contract. You can keep it complicated, or you can mobile simple with Simple Mobile.
Available nationwide at Best Buy, Simple Mobile dealers, and authorized retailers. See the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they lead... As they trail BB, that is 11-9. I found out who that number 15 was for the Badgers. His name is Hayden Vines. He is a junior for the Badgers. Ball goes to Benton from Bashir's on the left wing. Cross court to Cruz on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz with his first 3 points of the night, and Mount Holmes back on top, 12-11 our score. We are 22 seconds into the second quarter. Ball's over on the right wing right now with Brendan Harris, who just checked into the game a moment ago. Now goes up top to Butler, back to Brendan Harris. Now ball goes over on the left side to Montgomery, who checked back in between quarters. Now ball on the right side goes to Redding. Cross court to Montgomery. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound, scramble for it. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Mountain Home. By Beebe, and it will be Mountain Home basketball. With 7:10 left to play in the first half. Mounts on with the ball, leading by a point. Here's Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over on their left side to Cruz. Cruz going down towards the corner. Back out to Cresilius. Up top now it goes to Bashir's. He drills toward the right wing. Gives it to Cresilius in the corner. Now Cresilius dribbles out to the wing, throws up top to Benton. Tries to do a lot pass to Dave Waymire, and a foul is going to be called before he can get the pass there on the Badgers. And that is going to be on Zeke Redding. That's his second personal foul, team foul number 5 against BB here in the first half. Steele Harris checking back into the game for BB, replacing E.J. Smith. And now Bryce Howard's going to check in for the first time for the Badgers as he replaces Montgomery. I'm sorry, he replaces Zeke Redding. Cresilius will inbound it to Waymire. Waymire's going to go into the lane for the layup. Couldn't get it to go, but immediately is called for the over-the-back foul on the rebound. That is David Waymire's first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mount Holmes. They've got that as a second. They gave that foul to David Waymire. That foul was on Beebe that right before that, so I'm not sure what's going on over there right now. 6:25 left to play in the first half. It is Mount Holmes leading 12-11. Ball's with Brendan Harris. Ball goes down to Steele Harris. Up top to Butler. Over on the right side now it goes to Montgomery. Cross court now to Brendan Harris. Up top to Steele Harris. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will roll around and will not go. And the rebound is controlled by the Bombers. Bashir's in the front court. Throws to Cruz on the right side. Cruz is going to go down into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Luke Cruz now with 5 points. And it's a 14-11 Bomber lead with 5:48 left to play in the first half. Ball's up top right now with Steele Harris. Ball goes down now to in the corner. Now Brendan Harris to Steele Harris. Back to Brendan Harris. He's going to go down the lane. Back to Steele Harris. Oh, over down in the corner. Pulling up for the three-pointer is Bryce Howard. Good. And we're tied up at 14-all with 5:25 left to play in the first half. Benton with the ball on the right wing. Down the corner goes to Bashir's. He's going to pull up for the three to try to answer. Good. Hunter Bashir's with his first 3 points of the night. 17-14. Bombers leading it. A little over 5 minutes left to play in this first half. Ball's up top with Brendan Harris. Now he throws it to Steele Harris. His pass is knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Beebe, and it's going to be Mountain Home basketball with 5 minutes left to play in the half. Garadici is going to check back into the game for the Bombers, replacing David Waymire. Benton will take the inbound pass from Bashirs and bring it into the front court. Benton gives it to Dici. Over to Cresilius on the right side. Throws it up top to Cruz. Over the left wing, it goes to Bashirs. Now up top to Dici. Over to Benton on the right side. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good! Talon Benton now with 6 points. 20-14. Bombers leading it. Lower 4.5 minutes left in this first half. Balls with Brendan Harris on the right wing for the Badgers. Mountain Home looks like in a 2-3 zone right now. Brendan Harris has it. His pass is knocked away, stolen by Luke Cruz, and back come the Bombers. Benton with the ball up at the top between the circles, dribbles to the right side. Almost has the ball knocked away from him. Now he's going to go cross court to Bashirs. Now his pass to Cruz knocked away, but a foul is going to be called on the Badgers. I believe they're going to get Steele Harris with that foul. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Beebe. 4:05 left to play in the first half. Luke Jackson is going to check into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Baylor Cresilius. A couple subs came in for Beebe as well. I didn't see who all though they were. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Dici, who immediately puts up the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Bryce Howard for the Badgers. Here's Butler into the front court. Drills to the left side. Has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Mountain Home. Back on the Bombers. 3:50 left to play in the first half as Mountain Home has the ball leading by 6. 20-14 is the count. Benton will drill to the left side. Finds Bashirs there on the wing. Now Bashirs dribbles up between the circles. Ball goes over to Luke Jackson in the left corner. Throws it out to Dici on the wing. Back to Jackson. Jackson has it on the wing. Now dribbles back up to the top. Now is going in towards the lane. Throws it over to Dici, but they're going to call an offensive foul on Jackson, who got a little out of control and is called for the charge. That is Jackson's first personal foul, team foul number 5 here in the first half against the Bombers. 3:19 left to play in the first half. Beebe with the ball as Mountain Home leads 20-14. Butler into the front court for the Badgers. Ball goes over to Steele Harris, back to Butler, now to Smith at the elbow. Now Harris has it on the left side. His pass almost knocked away, but a foul call on Mountain Home. A little contact there made by Hunter Bashirs as he was trying to go for the steal. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 6. They've got that as Mountain Home 7th. I just got 6. I guess it will be 1-1 for Lance Gray. First shot will not go. Mountain Home gets the rebound and is fouled over the back foul. And looks like Mountain Home's going to be shooting free throws now as they're down the bonus. Bryce Howard picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Badgers. Luke Cruz is at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. First shot is up and in, so he does get the bonus. David Waymeyer checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Garadici with 2:58 left to play in the first half. One more free throw for Luke Cruz. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 7 points and is an 8-point lead for Mountain Home. 22-14 is our score. Butler into the front court for the Badgers. Drills toward the right elbow. Is going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. And back on the Bombers. He'll throw it to Bashirs. Bashirs will bring it into the front court. Throws it up top to Benton, who will set up the offense. Benton has it on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. And good! Talon Benton now with 9 points. And now looks like a timeout is going to be taken. We'll take it with him. 2:31 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Beebe 25-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin, Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
Well, I'm not exactly sure who called the timeout. The officials didn't really signal when they were telling the scores table who called it. But anyways, it is Mount Home leading 25-14 with less than 2.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Ball's with Steele Harris. He throws it up top now to Gray. Now ball goes over to Smith at the left elbow. He has the ball knocked away from him. Oh, and they're going to call a foul there. I think it was a good call. Just seemed like a little late. Talon Ben picks up his first personal foul, team foul. Well, the scoreboard says team foul number 8. I just got 7. Anyways, the free throw for E.J. Smith is up, no good. He misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound's controlled by Benton. He throws it in the front court to Cresilius, who has it on the left wing. Now Cresilius will dribble up to the top, gives it to Benton on the right side. 2 minutes left to play in the half. Mounts home with the ball, leading by 11. Ben throws it to Bashir's near the left corner. Trying to decide where he wants to go with it. Tries to throw it to Dichi in on the low block. Ball is knocked away, stolen by Smith. And back come the Badgers. Ball's with Gray, now back to Smith. He's going to go in the lane for the layup. Can't get the shot to go, but he draws the foul. We'll head to the free throw line with 1:41 left to play in the first half. Garrett Dichi picks up his first personal foul, team foul number nine on the Bombers. So another 1-1. No, I'm sorry. This two-shot opportunity for E.J. Smith. He gets the first one. He's now 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 1 point. Bryce Howard checks out of the game as he's replaced by Hayden Vines. Second shot is up. Rolls around. Does not go. Smith gets 1 of 2 on that trip. And Matsum gets the rebound. They lead by 10 with lower minute and a half left to play in this first half. 25-15 is our score. Benton with the ball on the left wing, gets it there to Bashir's. Now up top to Cruz. Cruz dribbles to the right side. Picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Tries to give it to Benton to hit. The ball goes off Benton's leg, and it will be BB with the ball as the ball goes out of bounds. 1:20 left to play in the first half. Badgers with the ball, trailing by 10. Butler into the front court, throws it to Smith on the left side, back up top to Butler. Over on the right side now goes to Steele Harris. He dribbles between the circles, gives it to Gray on the left wing. Gray dribbles up to the top, gives it to Butler on the right side. Now ball goes over to Harris on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No, will not go. Offense rebound for Smith. He goes back up with it. He can't get the foul to go. Now Harris with the rebound and tries to put it back up, and he's going to be fouled. He'll head to the free throw line for a pair. Garrett Dichi picks up his second personal foul. And BB is now in the double bonus, but this is going to be 2 shots regardless. Steele Harris at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. 53.9 seconds left. Harris's first free throw will not go. Well, as BB's struggling as a team from the free throw line tonight, I'll see if I can figure that up later on. Second shot for Harris is good. That's his first point of the night. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And it's a single-digit lead once again for Mount Home. 25-19 is our score with 50 seconds left. Benton into the front court. His pass to Dichi, well, not a good pass at all as Gray comes back, gets the steal, comes back the other way, throws it to Butler. Actually, I think he lost the handle of it, but Butler's able to get possession for the Badgers. 34 seconds left to play in the half. Butler with it up to the top. He dribbles toward the left side. 20 seconds left. And it looks like BB may is going to be content to hold for the last shot of the half. Ball goes over on the right side now to Harris. Now Butler has it on the corner. Back to Harris. Over to Gray on the left wing. Back up top to Harris. Over to Butler on the right wing. 3 seconds left. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Luke Cruz. 2 shots coming up for Butler with 2.2 seconds left. Cruz picks up his second personal foul. So DeAndre Butler at the free throw line. So far, he is 1-2 from the charity stripe with 8 points. 2.2 seconds left to play. The first free throw is up and in. And Trey Williams checking into the game for the first time tonight for the Badgers as he replaces E.J. Smith. Second free throw rolls around and goes in. So Butler now double figures with 10 points. Bashir's looking to inbound it, gets it into Benton. 1 second left. He's going to try to do one last heave at the buzzer. Will not go, and we have reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home leading BB 25-19. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Drew.
Hello.
Drew thinks he has good oral care.
Yep, I'm a brusher twice a day.
But Drew's actually being a little oral careless.
Wait, what?
See, rinsing with ACT anti-cavity mouthwash helps you go beyond brushing.
How's that possible?
ACT mouthwash can reduce cavities up to 70% more than brushing alone.
Whoa, and I have a serious sweet tooth.
It also helps strengthen teeth.
I'm in. From now on, I'm a brusher and a rinser. I guess I'm like a brinser.
Ooh, good one. Don't be oral careless. Use ACT anti-cavity mouthwash every day.
I'll be rinsing tonight.
They say, want a new wireless plan? Gotta buy a new phone. At Simple Mobile, we say, just bring your own phone. Then pop in a Simple Mobile SIM card and boom, you've got 30-day unlimited plans starting at just $25 with nationwide coverage on a lightning-fast 4G LTE network, all with no contract. You can keep it complicated, or you can mobile simple with Simple Mobile.
Available nationwide at Best Buy, Simple Mobile dealers, and authorized retailers.